Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And it's a special day, you know, and it's Halloween, All Hallows Eve or Samhain. So today we're having a special show with Brian Rawls. He's back with us to talk about the magic of All Hallows Eve, Samhain. I'm probably saying Samhain wrong, but you know what I mean. So we're going to be taking some live caller questions. We're going to be doing a blessing and who knows what else, right? So we're going to talk about what All Hallows Eve is and Samhain and what it means and what it means moving forward, right? So I'm excited. I'm just wondering, did we ever have a show on Halloween before? I'm not sure. But it's weird here. I mean, I'm in Austria, right? And they don't really celebrate that big like they do in North America. So, you know, like we're not going to have any kids coming to our house, to our door, because we're in an apartment building and, you know, all that wonderful stuff. And I didn't even see any Halloween candy in the stores, you know? So it's like, that's so weird. But, you know, I did my fair share. To be honest, I did do my fair share of opening the door, giving out tons of candy, you know, and seeing all the cute little kids that came early and then seeing all the bigger teenagers that came later on. And it's like, some of those bigger teenagers were my own kids, right? So, yeah, been there, done that, fun time. But it's more than that. It's more than just trick-or-treating. So we're going to talk about that with Brian. So for those of you who don't know Brian, Brian's been on our show many, many times. Absolutely adore him. I love him. And he always brings, you know, this fresh energy, this new energy, this you know, and this wisdom and teachings that are totally different than anything I know. So it's always interesting to hear what he has to say, as well as the activations that he brings in and the blessings that he brings in. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can find out more about Brian on the live page. He is very talented and gifted. He's very psychic. He's very intuitive. He's very empathic. I mean, you name it, he does it all, right? So he is actually one of the people I go to myself when I have a question or questions, right? So I just had a reading with Brian last week, I think it was. He is one of the few people that I do recommend. So if you are in need of a reading, need some direction, need some information from your guides, angels, galactics, and so on, please reach out to him. I think he still has a special going on for his readings and so on. So you might want to check that out. But there's also a special offer, which you cannot beat. So you can do that as well. All right. So we're going to get started. So please, everyone, join me in welcoming Brian to the show. Brian, welcome.
Hello, Alara, and hello, everyone. Thank you for having me today, and a very special day at that.
Exactly, and who better than you, right?
I know, right?
Yeah, perfect. It worked out so well.
Yes, most definitely. So, go ahead. The title of today is basically the most magical night of the year, and also the Wiccan New Year. Samhain and All Hallows Eve is a very, wonderful rite and I guess you would say sacred holy day for us witches. And basically, as October turns to November, thousands and thousands of witches, Wiccans, Druids, and other pagans across America, Canada, Europe, and elsewhere observe this sacred time of Samhain. And the reason Samhain is the festival of the dead, meaning summer's end, and pronounced Samhain, like S-O-W-E-N, or S-A-A-H-W-I-N, but it's really spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Samhain is basically celebrated as the end of the harvest and the starting of the coldest half of the year. And myself, and Samhain is basically the beginning of a spiritual new year. And this is when I basically do my my tidying of my house and the tidying of the energy within my house to basically open up and allow for more abundance, blessing, and just positivity to be interjected into my life. And basically the Samhain has many names that it goes by. And it goes by Halloween, All Hallows Eve, the Day of the Dead, the Feast of the Dead, Spirit Night, or Candle Night, or November Eve, okay? And the reason for this is all due to this is the one time that that it is very, very easy for the spirits of our past loved ones to basically pierce through that veil and visit us again. And a lot of folks have which is called the Dumb Supper, and the Dumb Supper is basically where you all where you set a plate for your deceased relatives at dinner time. And I do this for my grandmother and my grandfather. And at the end of dinner, I just basically leave the plate on the table with the offerings and the food and whatnot. I always have my ancestor altar lit up during this time, and I have it blazing from the moment I wake up on All Hallows Eve to the night until I go to sleep. And it's a very, very, very powerful, powerful day for magic to be worked, blessings to be worked, any type of magical workings. It is very powerful during this time. It is one of our four greater Sabbats, the highest holy day of the witches, and it is a cross quarter day. Situated between autumn equinox and winter solstice. Samhain is a major festival with several aspects. It is new, it's a basically new year for witches, as well as our third and final harvest festival. Samhain allows for you to know that winter is on its way, and is the final chance to dry herbs for winter storage and especially at night, once the night falls, fairies do a lot of mischievous work and kind of prance around because of the simple reason it's in between times. So the fairy realm and the spirit realm, they're very active during this time. A lot of energy is sought after for this day, and it's also the Day of the Dead, and for Celts, Egyptians, and Mexicans or Latinos, this is basically the night when we remembered our loved ones and honor our ancestors. And we also celebrate reincarnation and note that the absence, the sun, the god, who will be reborn at the winter solstice as the child of promise. Astrologically, Samhain marks the rising of the Pleiades. Okay? So a lot of Pleiadian energy is apparent within this day. All right? So late October was the nut harvest for the Celts and the time for salting winter supply of meat. November 1st is actually the date of Samhain, but like other Celtics-derived festivals, it is celebrated on its eve. Okay, so basically everything that is celebrated in witchcraft or Wicca, it moves into. We work mostly at night, okay? And the reason why we work mostly at night is because of the lunar energies. Witchcraft and witches, we observe many different gods and goddesses on this day. And basically, in the Celtic tradition, the year begins at Samhain. This is the most powerful night of the year to perform divination. And divination is done in many forms, but all seek to establish a look ahead, whether the answer appears good or bad. Samhain is also considered to start the reign of the god, or the dark time of the year, when the sun goes lower each day and begins to weaken. A lot of us, we decorate our altars with photographs of dead loved ones, pumpkin lanterns, oak leaves, apples, nuts, sage, incense associated with the festival, including nutmeg, mint, and sage, and the colors black and orange. Now, obviously, with the black color, the reason why we do work with the color black is because it has all the colors within the rainbow. Basically, when you become interested in working with the will of the year, the will of the year is a very beautiful way of expression and thanking Mother Nature for what she has brought to us and what she has given us. Okay, a lot of folks do ritual on Samhain, and folks do gather for this. But Samhain is like I said before, Samhain is one of the most potent nights of the year for magic. And as a cross-quarter day, it is a supernatural time, a time outside of time, the night that is not a night, a powerful time of flux and change. This is a good night for candle magic, astral projection, past life work, dark moon mysteries, mirror spells, which is reflection, casting protection, inner work, clearing obstacles, uncrossing, inspiration, working of transition or culmination, and manifesting transformation and creative visualization. Now, obviously, you all know that bonfires and fires are one of the things that whenever you say a witch, people automatically think, hey, it's a female sitting there running around a circle of a fire. And no, not necessarily. Bonfires basically protect the family and protect the family, coven, or land through the winter darkness. It basically erases mistakes and negativity. And we all and some folks back in the day, they used torches to honor the dead because they didn't have candles back then. And a lot of us, we burn incense nonstop during this day because the one thing that spirit loves the most is the sense of smell. The sense of smell, it can trigger a memory very quick. And we always burn incense. Say, for instance, my grandmother loved lavender. I always burn lavender for her. but divination is another powerful thing to do during this time, like reading tarot cards, using the will of the year spread to forecast the year ahead, or casting runes, or the I Ching. You can scry in crystal balls and dark mirrors, bowls of black ink or pools of water. You can swing a pendulum, asking yes or no questions. You can eat an apple in front of a mirror at midnight by candlelight to scry your future mate. Because after you eat the apple and light that candle, you can actually see, say for instance, if you're a woman and you're biting the apple, your reflection will be the man or your future mate biting that apple. So that's very cool. And then there's meditation and obviously spirit work. And this is the night when the veil is at its thinnest. The gates between the worlds are open, and souls of the dead are said to visit their homes at midnight. Possibly workings include a dumb supper for the beloved dead, Ouija boards or spirit boards, seances, trance possession, automatic writing, burying apples as food for hungry spirits, leave spirit plates of food outside your home. Some people leave it outside your home. I leave my food on my ancestor table or my kitchen table. And basically, with that, it's honoring those that came before us and those that will come after us. And it keeps the cycle going. It's like a never-ending cycle of working with your ancestral magic or your ancestral path working. And with it being the Wiccan New Year, we release a lot of the old bad habits, toxic relationships, illnesses, failure, or poverty, everything that you do not want to carry into the new year, like sweeping negativity out of your home, settling debts, making amends or restitution if needed, spells for prosperity and security for your family. Fairy magic is very potent during this night. Because of visiting the fairy realm, but you must return by dawn or remain forever enchanted and unable to return. And basically what that means is when you go and visit the fairy realm, and normally it's through a portal and normally it's astral projection, your body doesn't physically go there, you spiritually go there. And that allows for the opening and the understanding of the expression of how it is that we practice this most powerful time of the year. And we always take advantage of this time, no matter if we're a day late or 2 days late. The Samhain ritual is one of the rituals that I do not miss, because this is a very, very, I just can't explain how important this is. This night is basically the one that that basically marks the year ahead. And when we go forward and move in this light of action towards Samhain, Samhain basically empowers us, makes us more confident about ourselves, makes us feel more confident that Mother Nature is listening to us. And believe me, there's been some times when I've been in ritual with my coven members, and those folks, what they do is within the particular times of Samhain, we do workings such as like blessings for the new year and whatnot. And obviously, we always ask for signs that that the god and goddess are listening to us. And I remember 2-3 years back when I done my my Samhain ritual. Like 2-3 years back, what happened, we asked for a sign that the Lord and the Lady heard us. And lo and behold, a big old gust of wind came in, and obviously the leaves were falling, and you could literally see leaves just falling down, and it landed right in our circle. No other leaves landed outside of the circle. It all landed inside the circle, and that was our sign that the rite was performed successfully, allowing for more energetic awareness and more power to come into the circle. And it's just a very potent time of the year, and I encourage everyone to use this time of the year to release the old, bring in the new, bless yourself with abundance, bless yourself with prosperity, and be abundant in everything that you do. Because you remember, you only remember this lifetime once, and then you start it all over again. And that's basically what you have to remember is it's all about reflection, reflecting of what happened this past year, and making sure that we don't bring this in to this year.
Beautiful. Thank you. So much information, right, about Samhain. I said it properly this time, Samhain. I love it. Thank you so much. And there's so many things that we can do today to prepare ourselves for, you know, the new year coming up as well, isn't there? So thank you for sharing all that. There's so much, you know, that we can do. So I think, you know, for myself, I'm gonna definitely, you know, do some meditation as well as maybe some divination, and just, you know, and be grateful for the presence
tonight,
of spirit, right?
Tonight would be a wonderful night to bless any new divination tools or any new magical tools, or even a brand new altar. Like, say, for instance, if all of y'all listen to the ancestor show, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
This would be a good night to create your ancestor altar, because
mm-hmm.
remember, this is the night that that allows for our ancestors to come back and visit us.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
So bless that new altar.
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you. So I'm going to ask all of you, what are you going to do today? Just, you know, putting it out there, what are you going to do today? Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, beautiful.
So,
yeah.
So basically with Samhain, I always do a Samhain blessing,
mm-hmm.
and I just so didn't have a chance to send out an email advertisement for the Samhain blessing, which I've done one last year. But I'm going to do one live for free for all of the listeners today.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you would like me to start on that, I will move forward.
Okay. So do you want to do the blessing first, or do you want to take some questions?
Let's take maybe a question first, and then I'll wait until the energy comes in.
Okay, perfect. All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475. 3475.
Well, lucky me. There you go.
How are you?
Good. Hi, beautiful. Hi, Brian. Wow.
Hello.
I'm not honored to be on this call to get this information and blessing and so forth and information. I've always done some kind of ritual on Halloween. I just never knew why until now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
What's your question?
You are very welcome. What's your question?
A general of what's coming through. Because you're
what's coming through. Okay. So, what's your first name, sweetie?
Caroline.
Caroline. Okay. All right, Caroline. So, what I am seeing here is that there is a. Okay, so there's some new energy getting ready to approach for you. I don't know if this is around your work or income, but I see that it could be both, because you have an increase of financial flow coming in from the root chakra. The root chakra is showing that there is a channel there that is going to increase its flow of stability and foundation. So it seems as if you're going to basically, I would say probably reevaluate your kind of like your prosperity sector or your abundance sector of your life. It seems as if there's been some rather rough times in the past, but I kind of feel as if all the rough times that you have went through in the past, all of that is basically all that's behind you now, and they want you to understand that they have told you that all the stuff that that went on in your past that has made you kind of feel like what's next is basically due to the simple fact that you are in an upgraded state, or you're going into an upgraded state. And what that means is your energy body is in a constant upgrade, and it's been in a constant upgrade for about a month now. Have you been feeling kind of lightheaded and or having any digestive issues?
Yes, I have digestive issues, yes.
Okay, because I do see that in the lower part of the chakras, looks like there are being upgraded, and the lower dantian, which is the lower chakras, there is a increased amount of there's an increased amount of energy within the lower chakras, which bring in a massive amount of information for you to download and for you to use eventually, not only for you, but possibly even for other people. Now, have you ever been called a healer?
I am a healer. I'm a healer, animal communicator, songwriter, singer, Reiki master, all that good stuff.
All right, good deal. So basically what they are showing me here is that your abilities are going to be enhancing. And the reason for the enhancement is because you are meant to reach more people. You're meant to reach more more four-legged furry friends. And I don't know if you listened in the last time I was on Alara's show, but we just had the last anchoring of the 5D energies on October 28th. And on October 28th, how are you feeling?
October 28th was Saturday?
Yes.
I've been remaining really connected is what I can say. I've been feeling very bright. So I was seeing
good.
A lot. Yes.
That energy right there was the anchoring of the last of the 5D timelines, okay? The fifth dimensional grid system is now fully in effect, and there's no more anchoring days. There's it's basically done deal. And you have to understand that when we have moved, we moved fully into the 5D, but the thing about it is, you have to basically cultivate your body's energy field to continue to hold the energy of the 5D timeline. A lot of people that are not receiving this in a sufficient amount of energy, some of them are exiting. And some of them are upgrading. You're one of those folks that are upgrading, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I would recommend for integration is sea salt and baking soda. put you a cup of sea salt to a cup of baking soda in the hot bath water and sit in it. And that will help with the integration of the 5D timelines as well as also the energy of your lower chakras, because the lower chakras, they're in an upgraded state, okay? But, yes, your prosperity and abundance is going to definitely skyrocket after, I'm seeing, after November. So right around the ending of November into the first couple weeks of December, you may be starting to get some new clients. You may be starting to get some new some old folks that will come back. Basically, it looks very promising if you ask me.
I love your beautiful energy. Thank you so much.
Caroline, have you ever had a session with Brian?
I was just going to say I'm going to be buying the package and getting a session with you, Brian, because I have a few more questions that are coming up showing me what I need to ask you. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I was
wonderful.
Just going to say, because I know you, right, pretty well. So it's like, I don't think you have. And I just had a session with Brian last week, right? I said I booked a 30-minute session. But when we were on, it's like, Brian, can you go longer? Just go for the full hour. Because it's like there was just, you know, stuff coming up and, like, you know, sharing. And he said, yeah, I'm free. He's like, okay, just do the whole full hour. I'll pay the rest after, you know. And it's like, yeah, it was helpful for me too. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a session, Brian, so we will be speaking soon. And everything you said is right along, as Alara already knows, exactly where I'm at. So absolutely.
Yeah. I do.
Wonderful.
Yay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Good,
you.
Caroline. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Blessings.
Bye for now.
Bye. Sorry, I don't normally do that with people, but I know Caroline pretty well, so I couldn't remember. It's like, has she had it? I couldn't, you know. So I just had to add that little bit. Sorry. Go ahead, Brian. Are you ready to do the blessing, or do you want to take another call?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this blessing, and with the Samhain blessing, basically, it's channeled into light language, and it also has a Pleiadian flair to it, okay? So you're going to be receiving some rather primordial energies as well as also some galactic energies, okay? All right, so everyone take a deep breath in and just listen to my voice. Hello, Ramaketo Uranda Shakoto Uran de Takim. Ila Karanda Hipoko Uran. Ila Kasheto Uramakia Sasim. Ela Ku Urambahayet.
Hinakiata Elaya Shatu, Rombo Kodaya Sanda Harai,
Energy up and through your root chakra and through your sacral, up through your solar, up into your heart, into your throat, up into the third eye, down into the well of dreams at the back of the head. All the way up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby. Activating the pineal gland. All the way down the Shoshana. Activating the eight cell blueprint at the perineum. And just take a deep breath in. Okay. So how is everyone feeling?
Good. Thank you. Oh, really expansive. I've been feeling a lot of, like, activity in my head and crown and, like, in the brow. But all good. Tingling and nice. Very nice. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
It feels really, that's what I was going to say. I don't know, light. It feels very light, very, very promising, you know? It's like a promising energy.
Yeah, very ancient energy.
Yes, I love it. Thank you. Whew. All right, so let's just take a few more quick questions, right?
Yes.
So Randy's been waiting since before we started as well. So Randy, I'm going to unmute you, 1596, phone number ending in 1596.
Hello.
Hey, Randy, how was that for you?
Oh, sting.
Good?
I keep the bells around me all the time. Mm-hmm. That's part of my healing journey.
Nice.
So we have some sort of a lot of different vibrational tools. including kunzite and
family.
You know, your ability as a intuitive health coach has served me over the years in ways, as much as I could delve into a whole wide spectrum of possibilities and questions, I'd like you to help me look at what's serving on my healing journey at this point. I had Falcon present, you know, so close, within 30 feet a couple times. I believe it's Ra or Horus. Helping me upgrade my nervous system as I'm learning to heal MS and a spine injury. Where can you go from there? Thank you. I love you.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is I see a bear around you, okay? This would it's not necessarily one of those brown bears or anything like that. It's one of these, it's a very rare bear that I see, and it is a white, a pure, stark white bear. And this is the first time I've ever seen one. And what I'm picking up from the bear is that I'm not exactly sure if it's a male or a female energy, but it feels to me like this particular bear is going to help you with your healing journey and restoring your nerve endings and restoring restoring your understanding of what it is about having MS is your lesson. And it feels to me that you are going to be one of those advocates for MS, and that brings about a change in the holistic world for these ailments that a lot of folks turn to addiction for. And with you, I feel as if you are going to begin to start working with grids. I don't know if you already work with grids, and what I mean by grid is grid work would be like placing crystals or placing herbs and crystals in particular particular shapes or particular alignments, not only just on the ground or on the earth, but also on the body, on animals' bodies. It feels to me like you definitely have this beautiful way of understanding the human consciousness as well as the consciousness period. You have a very deep connection with the Pleiades, as well as also a very deep connection with the Orioners. Now, you've got to also understand that the Orioners, there's negative aspects of Orioners, and then there's positive aspects of Orioners. And see, when you were in a past life and you had, your mother was a full-blooded Orion, and your father in that particular lifetime was your father had a negative aspect within him, and it wasn't necessarily Orion, but it was basically part reptilian, positive Orion, and Sirian. So I want you to understand that your energy work and your work period is going to move from, I guess you would say, earthly energies to galactic energies. You're gonna basically mishmash working earthly energies and galactic energies, kind of all scooped up into one. And I see that this particular way of, I guess you would say this particular way of understanding and expressing yourself is going to be your channel of how your healing abilities are going to basically become full-fledged healer, okay? Because eventually you will, and obviously we all know that this is not about titles or anything, but it's about spiritual evolution. But with you, I see that you will hit master healer status, and also it feels to me that I don't know if you already do this type of work, but past life work is deeply embedded into your DNA, and I would highly recommend that your DNA gets activated. If you have not already began the activation process, because right now I only see 24 strands activated. There is many more strands that can be activated, and understand that the that you have 24 strands activated, but you only have. Let me see. 16 of them full capacity, okay? You have 16 of those strands open in full capacity, okay? So you need to open up the other capacity of to hit the full 24. And then there's obviously the 32 DNA activation, 34 DNA activation, and 36 DNA activation. And then it goes to the 44, then the 64, and then the 72, and it keeps on climbing up until you get to 144,000 DNA activation, in which DNA is going to play a big role in your healing ability as well. So don't be surprised if you do not get a dream or be shown how to activate your DNA as well as also activate other people's DNA. Don't be surprised if you don't learn a technique in your sleep or or even be shown a technique in like a meditation or something, because you're going to be shown a specific way that nobody else knows how to do it but you. And this is going to basically bring you into a teaching type existence, okay? So, or a teaching type expression, excuse me. So basically opening up to your teacher aspect is your current goal, okay? Because eventually it's going to be MS advocate, as well as also the healer with inside you, there's going to be a lot of transformation that's going to happen in the month of November, December, and January. Those 3 months are very, very mind expanding and very expansive, regardless of however it is that you. However it is that you work it, okay? Because you got to understand this particular energy that you are currently working with, and expressing yourself with, this is your personal energy. You don't need to use your personal energy to heal people. You need to be a conduit so that the healing energy can flow through you, because you're depleting yourself. Okay.
The insights and the fresh breath of hope are valuable to me beyond equation. I bow to others now.
Thank you, Randy. Yeah, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Yes. You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
But get to know that white bear.
I am. I could go on and on.
Okay, good. Good. And go back and listen to the replay, okay, as well. There's a lot of information that Brian shared.
Oh, Oh, yeah. That was action-packed beyond equation. Unbelievable.
Thanks for being you.
You are very welcome, Randy. And,
thank you, Randy.
Check out that special offer.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Oh, wow. I want to also mention, before we run out of time, everyone, Alara has a 21-day program that she is offering. It's going to be fabulous, so I encourage everyone to sign up for that. I'm actually going to be probably signing up for it, and you wouldn't want to miss it.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, my program starts tomorrow, so I'm sure you've all seen the email, so go ahead and check it out and see if it resonates with you, and I look forward to working with all of you during the program.
Yay!
It's all about all of us contributing in a way that is right for us, right? That works for us and that calls to us, right? So
exactly.
More of that. What else can we do? So I have a comment from Caroline. She just shared a comment and she said, it felt like Brian was a voice of the universe. Sensations were tingly, warm, and cold, vibrating lots of colors, purples, vibrating throughout my body and head and beyond. Gentle, but very lovingly strong. Like when you know a cold or flu is done, my throat cleared. She said, thank you, Brian. Speak soon, Caroline.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. And I will be speaking with you soon, sweetie.
Absolutely. We've talked about Brian's offer before, which is on the live page. And it's basically a reading as well as a download that you get, a 60-minute personal session plus a digital download. So check that out at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian14. And you won't regret getting a session with Brian at all. So check it out for yourself. All right. So we're just going to take, one or two more quick questions. So I'm saying quick for Brian because, as you saw, Brian did not do those too quick. He went so much information was coming through. He was sharing so much. But let's just take one or two more quick ones because Brian is getting over a cold or a nasty thing, so we don't want to tire him out too much. So let's go to phone number ending in 7735. I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, hello. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, Brian, I have been like many people who had a whole lot of light, have been severely targeted, and I think I'm finally free of that. And I've done all sorts of clearing and healing and activations for the years and years and years, but they didn't take. Do I have to do people like that have to do that stuff all over? It feels like we always have to start from scratch because we're never.
Honey, I will tell you, it is a never ending clearing and a never ending. Self-work, okay? That is one thing that I call spiritual maintenance. And basically, you have to have maintenance on your, in your house, such as a plumber and fixing drains and stuff like that, keeping them in working order. So obviously you have to have your body working in constant order as well. And you got to understand with that, there is a level of maintenance that you have to work with your, you have to work within this energy of pulling this vibration forward. Okay. So basically with protection, and clear spiritual maintenance and understanding what spiritual maintenance is, like grounding, centering, and clearing and connecting. It's something that even the best of psychics or even the best of energy healers, we all have to do it.
Every day. It's not every day.
I'm not talking about maintenance. It's like I get slashed down to the ground constantly, and do I have to keep building myself up from scratch? And what about all the work I've already done?
Okay, so with that, it also probably depends on your environment. How is your living environment?
It's getting better.
It's getting better? Okay, what do you mean by it's getting better?
Well, it still needs some repairs or clearing out.
Okay, because it feels to me like some of this is from, some of this is personal sabotage, and some of this is also, and some of this is also just basic energy that the community or that the folks that are around you basically give off. You gotta realize, sweetie, you're an empath, and you take on a lot of this energy. So you need to learn protection. You need to learn how to center. You need to learn how to ground. You need to learn how to connect properly. And has anybody ever taught you the proper ways of doing this?
Anything and everything I've tried pretty much doesn't work.
Okay. And self-doubt. That's one of the main killers, and that right there is. I'll tell you what, if you check out that special offer, we can go over more information of how to spiritually maintain your body. And also allow for a expression and an understanding of more of the way that your body speaks to you. Okay, because I feel as if you interpret certain information that your body gives off wrong. Okay, so you're in. That is a lot of the reasons why we receive sketchy information is because our silica is low, and silica is what our brain stem is made out of. So I would highly recommend getting you a silica supplement, S-I-L-I-C-A, and not the silica that you find in like shoe boxes or anything like that, but the silica that is basically made of your or made up of your hair, bones, and teeth, and skin. And collagen is also in there. And what this will do is this will allow for your connection to stop being so sketchy. Okay? Because the sketchy connection, you could say, for instance, I ask you a question around, what do you see coming up for me? And you spit out, say, for instance, I see you getting ready to win the lottery. And when it really means that you see an increase in income, that's what I mean by sketchy information. Okay, so when they don't speak loud enough, ask them to speak. Ask them to speak up. You got to remember, you're the boss. You're the boss of your guides. The guides are not the boss of you. Okay? But the guides guide you. The guides and the guides can only intervene if you ask them to. So you've got to ask for help. Okay?
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you,
Catherine. You're very welcome, Sweetie.
And that information was not just for Catherine, but it's for all of us too. So, you know, especially when, you know, Brian's talking about, you know, not just necessarily the maintenance, but also the silica and all that stuff. I'm going to go get some silica for myself. It's like, oh yeah, I think I should get some silica. But the work that we do as light workers, wayshowers, and so on, it's constant. It's every day. And it's more important for us to do the work now than ever before. That's not going to change. You know, but sometimes
exactly.
we do need, sometimes we need help because we're like, we can't get out of our own way sometimes, right? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I go to Brian sometimes when it's like, I just can't get it, you know, but it's like, and other people say to me, well, you have the answers yourself. You can get it. I know, but I just want to hear it from somebody else, you know, it's like, because
yeah,
my
it's
own.
Okay. Everybody needs reassurance sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's a different way of looking at things, a different perspective, you know, is what we need.
Mm.
And sometimes it's a kick in the butt, you know, it's like, you know, you've said
exactly.
to me many times, are you meditating? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? You know, it's like, you should really do this. Like, okay. Right. So sometimes we just
mm-hmm.
need that reminder too. So.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
And if the person's not doing the work, spirit's not going to do it for you. You have to do the work yourself.
Yeah, there are some things that nobody can do for us. Nobody. We have
exactly.
to do it ourselves. So, okay, we're just going to take one more quick caller, and then we have to go. So we're going phone number ending in 2406. 2406.
Oh, wow. I'm so lucky, too.
Hi, who's this?
Oh,
she's gone. She got cut off. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Sorry. She was so sweet sounding too. It's like, oh, but there was something else I was going to say. And, all right. So when, and no offense to you, Catherine, or anyone else, but when somebody says I'm doing everything and nothing is working, you're not doing everything because something is working. Something will work. If you're doing stuff, something will work. And sometimes we just have to tweak it a little bit, you know, so you may already have the tools,
exactly.
That you need, but there might just be a slight little tweak that's necessary, right? So
mm-hmm.
Whenever I've said I'm doing everything and nothing's working, then I go back and question myself, really? Are you really doing everything? Like, no, right? So,
yeah, you got everything is like the whole shebang. And obviously nobody can always do everything.
No. So I feel for you, Kat, for sure. I feel for
yes,
you.
Yes, we got to understand we're human. And,
yeah.
Well, some of us are part human.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it, is you got to understand that with the energy that is going on nowadays, the energy is very, at times, disturbing. And but this is what human conditioning does. Human conditioning is, excuse my language, a major pain in the ass.
Exactly. All right. So we have her back on. Hello. Sorry. Somehow you got cut off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm sorry about that. I apologize. This is Patty, and I was just thank you all so much for the beautiful blessing. It was very peaceful and beautiful, and thank you for being here for us on a special day. I'm just wondering if there's any messages that come through for me. This is Patty.
Is there something specific area, Patty?
I guess finances is my main issue, but I guess everything's been falling apart for me for a while now. So.
Okay, so well, the first thing that comes up is clear your space. Clear your space. Okay, so it seems as if your space has a bit of some toxic energy, or your atmosphere has some toxic energy within it. Maybe you need to clean out, clear out your space, declutter, and really pull in the energy of clearing. And also, I'm hearing cross conditions. Okay, so possibly. Someone that is either magically inclined or psychically inclined has possibly wished some energy on you or some negative energy on you. Have you had any falling out with any friends or family members?
My mother.
Okay.
My own mother. Yeah, and I don't. She's had some ill. I know she's had ill intentions on me. It's very obvious.
Okay. So what I would recommend you do, sweetie, is take you some sea salt baths and baking sea salt and baking soda, and taking a bath with that the first day. All right, and then you want to get you some sea salt and baking soda, and then you want to put a cap full of ammonia in your bath water, the second bath. And then on the third bath, you want to take you some sea salt and baking soda, and then you want to basically put a little bit of lemon balm or, yeah, lemon balm. Lemon balm would be a very clearing type energy for you. All right, so most definitely I would say try that out. And if you are needing or wanting help with the clearing, you're more than welcome to purchase that special offer, and I will help you with that clearing. But try those baths first.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you,
baby.
Patty.
Thank you.
So I was going to ask you really quickly, what is lemon balm? Is that an oil or what
lemon
is that?
Lemon balm is an herb. Lemon balm is an herb that basically seals holes up in your aura.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. I always learn something new with you, Brian. Always. You know, like, I love that. All right. So
yeah,
thank
you.
You
can use rosemary, basil, and lemon balm, and that will repair all holes in the aura, and basically re-energize your psychic energy.
Cool. Yeah, so we can all do
that. Rosemary and lemon balm.
Basil, rosemary, and lemon balm. Yay. Perfect. Thank you. And I love how, you know, Brian is such integrity. He tells Patty, do those three baths first, you know, before you get a session, or do those three baths first, and then if they don't work or if nothing changes, then get a session. So he's not saying right away, get a session, Patty. You know, he's not, so I just love that about you. Thank you.
And thank you.
You know, so you're not like pushing, you know, the special offers on people. You're saying, do this, you know, and then, you know, if it still doesn't work or if you still need help, then get the special offer. So
it's always more
like
powerful if you do the work yourself. Mm-hmm. If you do the work yourself and you're successful with working the energy yourself, then by all means, do it yourself and keep on going with that good work.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. And so today, you know, like Brian said, it is Samhain. I said it right again. Yay. So Brian has a lot of work to do himself today for Samhain. And he's already given us a beautiful blessing that to help us move forward in our path, in our journey in the new year. Because, you know, as Brian said, the new year starts tomorrow. So please, all of you, take some time for yourself today. You know, next couple of days, if you can, meditate, do some work, inner work, right? And take care of yourself, take some baths, light some candles, you know, talk to your ancestors, you know, do all those things or any of those things that Brian mentioned, and go back and listen to this replay, because like I said, Brian shared so much. It was amazing. So, do that and then see how your life starts to change, right? And then, of course, yes, the special offer is still available. So that's at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian14. Please take a look at it. You know, but that's up to you. Like I mentioned it to Caroline because I know Caroline. You know, so I felt like she would benefit, you know, from a session with Brian because I just know her personal situation. But for those of you, you know, I don't know you all personally, but, you know, check in with yourself and see if it resonates with you. All right. So, Brian, thank you so much. You know, I always love having you on the show, and I'm glad you were able to be on today for Samhain and give us this beautiful blessing and the teaching. So much information. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Alara, and let angel wings guide your dreams. Blessed be, and namaste.
Thank you. And for everyone, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.